Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we had a lengthy talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy about the summer fishing. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Hayward Power Sports has new 2023 Can-Am off-road vehicles in stock and ready for anything you can dish out. For a limited time, take advantage of promotional financing on select Can-Am side-by-sides with 1.99% APR for 36 months or 3.99% for 60 months. The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's built extra tough to take you way beyond the daily grind and is the most capable side-by-side for on the worksite, hunting trips, and anywhere you need it to get the job done. Or, are you ready for some sporty fun? Explore, ride, and roar off-road in the purpose-built for anything high-performance Can-Am Maverick. And yes, Defender and Maverick both qualify for the special promotional financing. Or, get the ATV that can go virtually anywhere and do it all for less with the all-new Can-Am Outlander 500 and 700 ATVs. Get work done, tackle the trails, or drag out a trophy whitetail this fall. Get your Can-Am today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily,
including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle and talking to Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, I don't know if you had a chance to get out and do any fishing?
Yeah, I have recently. You know, I had my dad up last weekend. We went out and we put a beating on some crappies out there.
You know, crappies, let's talk about that a little bit. How deep have you been finding the crappies and what type of, are you in a deep water lake or what?
It was a fairly deep water lake. We were probably in anywhere from 10 to 15 feet. Most fish were just over some nice fresh cabbage.
Yep. It's still in the weeds yet, you know, and I think I'm starting to see some of the fish moving a little bit deeper on some of the flowages and stuff too. And as we get into summer here, they're going to be moving a little bit deeper. The ones in the natural lakes will stay around the weeds a lot of times, but they go out of sight of them.
Yeah. And where we were at, you know, we had the weeds on kind of a deep corner, and the fish that were on the weeds, we had some fish that were sitting on the weeds in a little bit deeper water, and we had some that were sitting out in 20 feet of water, so they could scoot back and forth depending on what the weather was like. But yeah, those fish are definitely sitting out in a little deeper water.
What do you recommend people try that want to go out after the panfish this time of year?
So panfish, you know, if you're out looking for bluegills right now, live bait works really well. Otherwise, the little gulp 1-inch minnows, those are really nice. Throwing on a little lead head jig, just pitching them out and retrieving them. If you're looking for crappies, you know, don't be afraid to go with a bigger plastic. I'm usually out there using the Mr. Crappie Strike King plastics, but if you're out there using those, you can use gulp, you know, Bobby Garland, any kind of those minnow profiles, just put them on a little VMC jig header or what have you and throw them out, retrieve them. You can also do something with a beetle spin type retrieve with a spinner on it. But one of the other techniques that we didn't cover on yet, as far as pan fishing goes, drop shotting. Drop shotting works really well for bluegills right now, those big bluegills that are sitting down there on the bottom, you know, keeping it about foot off bottom, you know, consistently and working it back to the boat or just jigging overside. Great option for some big bluegills.
You know, like you said, that's drop shotting is cool for just about all different kinds of fish. You can actually feel the bottom as you're working back with the lead on the bottom, and your bait is up off the bottom. And if you think you're getting in an area where you know there's probably a fish, you could just kind of hold that line tight and then just kind of shake the tip of your pole a little bit, and that plastic or whatever you got on down there is going to just dance around.
Yeah, absolutely. Learning what's on the bottom down there with the drop shot is key, too. You know, if you're casting in all sorts of different directions, where you find the weed beds, you know, you can kind of mark that off in your head. All right, that's 75 feet out of my cast. If you feel a little bit of rocks out there, it's like, okay, that's 50 feet out of my cast. Really gives you a good idea what's down there and what to kind of keep casting at for fish.
Let's talk a little bit about walleyes. Anything going on there?
We're hearing some on walleyes. It sounds like most of the big clear lakes around here, guys are already starting to troll. It sounds like those fish are starting to move off for the weed lines and out into those deeper water areas, and guys are out there trolling crankbaits and walleye harnesses or nightcrawler harnesses. And then some places like the Flowwich out there, we're still hearing guys are getting them up in 6 to 8 feet of water. So it's kind of all over the place right now for walleyes.
You bet. Well, in the Flowwich, I know you can get them out on the deeper mud bogs, and you can also catch them up in the weeds yet. Lots of things. Muskie action, anything going there?
We're hearing a little bit from muskie. Most of the guys are out in the Flowwich. Everybody's throwing smaller bucktails. You know, your gold patterns on your smaller meps or what have you are working really well right now. But yeah, we're seeing some nice fish coming in.
As far as bass fishing, anything been going on there you're hearing?
Bass fishing's been really good. You know, the guys are out there, they're throwing top waters, they're throwing frog baits. Some guys are drop shotting. You know, obviously you got your wacky worms and your Senkos out there, but fishing's been really good for largies and smallies.
You know, about the best presentation for people that try it, they're not a, you know, really hardcore bass fisherman, they just want to have fun in the summertime, is either unweighted or weighted with a jig, a tiny jig. You can use a weedless jig, too. You make them, I know you got them here, in a wacky rig setup, and that catches fish like crazy.
They are so easy to use. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot of practice to get used to throwing that bait. It's just kind of all in the feel in the end of your rod tip or in your finger if you've got a finger on line or what have you. But as far as numbers of bass and friendliness towards a lot of new anglers, yeah, it's a great rig.
You know, and then if you really want to get into smallmouth, there's a whole lot of different presentation. The Ned rig is fantastic. I mean, that's just a little short worm, basically, and it uses Z-Man stuff that floats up. And I don't know if there's some other stuff that floats up, too, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. There's quite a few out there. We got a new one in the shop, too. It's called Rabbit Baits. They're really cool because a lot of them are made for Ned rigs, and they've got hair on the end of their pinchers. You know, like we've got a crawfish presentation over there, and it's got fox fur at the end. So, you know, it'll be sitting straight up off the bottom, and that hair will just kind of be sitting there pulsating, kind of like a hair jig or what have you. But it's really a unique bait.
Yeah, and good thing you mentioned that crawfish, too, because I know Z-Man makes a little mini crawfish, and there's other baits that work really good for Ned rig and not just the standard TRD type shortened worm.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of different presentations that you can use on that Ned rig.
And topwater. We got topwater bite going too in the summertime around the lily pads. That's always fun for the kids.
Oh, it is so much fun to see one of those largies come up and just explode on one of those topwater. It, you know, it makes you want to keep casting at them.
Talk about fishing. You guys got just about anything and everything that people need for the summer fishing.
Yeah, we are rigged up. We've still got stuff coming through the door. And, you know, as always, if we don't have it here, we'll order it for you.
You bet. And you also got, we come in here as we're standing, we had guys looking at crossbow stuff and archery stuff.
That season is coming up fast, so, you know, don't delay. If you've got your crossbow sitting over in the corner and you need a new string or a new cable, definitely bring her on in and we'll get you set up. So, you know, when the leaves start falling, you're ready to roll.
You bet. Well, you want to do a little target practice in the summertime, too. That's always fun to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well, thanks a lot, Jared, for taking the time with us here. And like I said, anybody needs anything for fishing or just information on a couple tips on fishing or lakes, stop by Hayward Bay here.
Absolutely. Happy to have you. Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward Area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. Check out their huge selection of musky baits, and again this year, they've expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get on the water and save on a Lund boat from Hayward Power Sports. Our brand new 2023 Lunds are rigged and ready with Mercury outboards. Save $2,000 on a Lund Impact XS, one of our top-selling aluminum boats for both fishing and recreation. Or save $1,500 on a Lund Adventure, popular with first-time owners for fishing and family fun that will keep everyone smiling. Lunds feature boating's best warranty, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the guides that I get on here from time to time whenever I get a chance is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. I had a chance to talk to Eric the other day in town about the fishing and summer fishing, and he offers a lot of great tips.
Eric, good to have you on the show here. Been a little while since I had you on.
Yeah, it's great to reconnect and, give our anglers a little bit of insight out there.
I know. I've seen some pictures. You've been doing some fly fishing. You've gotten some nice muskies on fly rod.
Yeah, we've definitely have had our days, and, well, just like muskies are, we've had our battles too, but we've had some good days with gear fishing as well, and we've had a, fantastic, late spring and summer smallmouth action too as well on gear and fly, so.
Well, you kind of were going into the summer period here, and, that's really coming on quick. But the water temperatures seem to be fluctuating some, but it's still some of the fish are starting to get a lot of food out there.
Oh, yeah. We've really seen a fairly quick transition into that summertime. You know, we're going in leading into July, so I guess it's kind of, expected. Some of our lakes, we are seeing some water temps creeping, above 80 degrees. Now we have a little bit of a cool down. So where, it's going to give a lot of anglers a lot more options, maybe, especially on the musky front. Lakeside of things with the smallmouth fishing, definitely has been really good, but we're really starting to focus in on our summertime tactics for smallmouth.
Let's talk about that. Summer tactics for smallmouth. It's different depending on what lake you're on or the river.
Oh, absolutely. The rivers are kind of special because we're fortunate to be able to fish topwater, about 9 times out of 10 out of most weeks. Sometimes they get a little picky and you got to go subsurface and slow it down. But on the lake side of things, you might still have some topwater action early mornings, shallow rock reefs and such. But we are really starting to see where these fish are kind of more positioned in deeper water. So we're starting to fish slower moving baits, your Ned rigs, your drop shot tactics, some crayfish patterns even. Think about those, midsummer smallmouth tactics on the lake and have at it. So
well, some of the lakes actually function more like river systems too. The fish stay shallow. Any of the darker water flowages, it seems like they don't see as deep a water pattern.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're so blessed with so many options on our waterways, and if you have a waterway that has some type of current aspects, more of like a river flowage of sorts, those fish tend to lean, like you're saying, a little bit more towards a river side of fish, where you might be able to fish top water all day across 4 or 5 feet of water, so.
You bet. Well, the interesting thing about topwater fishing, too, on some of those rivers and stuff, you seem to run into a few toothy critters once in a while, too. Sometimes they get away with your topwater.
Yeah, so on the fly fishing end of things, I'll actually kind of bump my my leader line, I just pull out maybe, you know, 7-8 feet of monofilament, because it's going to float for a topwater bait. And I'm usually typically staying around 20 to 30 pound. These fish don't tend to be too much, you know, too line shy, but if a big toothy comes up and grabs it, you have a little bit of a shot to be able to land it. On the gear side of things, you know, I'm typically running braid as well as like on a lake or river, but what I'm doing is I'm actually taking a small chunk of leader material, and I'll use an Albright knot to be able to just direct tie that, and then either a small snap, or if you can direct tie to that topwater bait. Some of our gear topwater baits, they're moving along at a fairly quick pace, where these fish, they're not, you know, they're not really seeing the leader. And some of our, you know, faster moving topwater baits, I mean, my gosh, some of those muskies really like them.
Well, you mentioned leader, you know, you're putting that, you're using like a tieable wire or using fluorocarbon?
A tieable wire leader that would be coated. You could go American fishing wire, like a 7x7 strand or 1x7, again, coated. These are tieable leaders. Cortland makes a leader, a wire leader, something that you'd, you know, make, say, a pike rig, or make a leader set up for pike fishing to, you know, keep from losing lures. So
yeah. You ever use like a heavier fluorocarbon, a little short piece? That's pretty resistant, but then it sinks too.
Yeah, so I think the fluorocarbon would be still a very valid option. You know, you might bump into that kind of 40-pound range. It's still very tieable. It's very inconspicuous. It can take a lot of abrasion. Just more so, some of our rivers that we are fishing smallmouth on, they might not have a bunch of pike, but there are tend to be a little bit more muskies then. And they, like I said, they do like those topwater baits. So I definitely lean more towards the wire, sticking somewhere around maybe a 30 to 40 pound on the wire that is coated, tieable.
Yeah, and I would add, make sure you got good hook removal tools, because if they take the smaller topwater bait, muskie, they can get it down pretty good.
Yeah, they tend to eat it. They really, really tend to eat it. So, you know, generally when I'm out fishing, you know, even though it's kind of our go-to methods of, you know, good CPR with muskie fishing, those same tools really do apply with all of our fishing. You know, if you get a chance where you can just cut that hook versus beating that fish up, whether it's on the lips or, you know, a deep hook set or something, really, these release tools are so handy to have. Hook cutters, you know, longer needle nose pliers,
good pair of jaw spreaders.
Yes, and maybe even a, you know, a couple of them, because, you know, they'll throw those jaw spreaders 10 feet across the lake, and, well, it's nice to have another one, spare tire.
I always tie a line to my jaw spreader, that way it doesn't wind up going back in the lake of the fish.
Yeah, and you could, you know, get crafty, maybe stop at, you know, the hardware store or someplace and get some of those swimming noodles. You know, you can cut them up into little, you know, 8-inch, 10-inch chunks and thread some paracord into, you know, to tie, you know, pliers up, because, my gosh, you do lose some pliers and tools every so often.
It seems like that happens in the net all too often. When you're in the net, they thrash.
Yeah, that's kind of the, you know, the scariest, you know, spot there, because we got hooks and we got fish thrashing. But, you know, these little things, you know, will help you, obviously, with safe releasing of our fish here. So
you expect, when talking either smallmouth or muskies, you expect we start seeing more action even after dark here?
Well, definitely. So as we get into, you know, our midsummer time frame, we start, you know, obviously we love to look at some moon opportunities. We're going to be seeing our full moon coming up here, coming into July. These are great time frames where everything's really starting to cool, and the nighttime is sometimes the right time. Currently, I've been noticing some really good action around our moon major. So when we have a moon rise currently, so look at all these little things, and these are going to attribute to maybe even a little bit better fishing on the water.
You know, and pay attention to that. I'll add that too. But, you know, the one thing that seems to work the better when you're watching that solar tables and moon times and stuff is when you have really stable weather. When you start getting fronts come through, everything seems to go out the window there.
Yeah, that's maybe an area with frontal changes and such that you can kind of write it off. I refer to it with my clients as they're given opportunities. Like, well, let's not be sitting around drinking a cup of coffee at the cabin. You best be out fishing, because, hey, you're not going to catch them unless that lure's in the water. So.
Yeah, that's for sure, you know. And let's talk a little bit about the musky thing there. You know, we've got lakes up here that have more muskies in them, and we have had lakes that got fewer muskies, but it seems like the lakes that have the fewer muskies are the ones you go after the real big fish on, it seems like.
Yeah, sometimes the fewer fish are going to be leaning more towards a quality fish. You know, you might be doing a little more trophy hunting where, you know, you might spend some time out there and you might only see one or two fish, but they're going to be good fish. We definitely have a great mixture here where we do have some action lakes, if you would, higher density population of fish. So some of our new anglers that are getting out there, maybe for the first time this year, musky fishing, you know, it's nice to just, you know, get a little bit of action out there with these other fisheries. Some of those smaller lakes that, or even larger lakes that have maybe higher density fish, we can tend to downsize our lures. And there's still nothing wrong with downsizing our lures too for some of those big fish as well.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring their show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with fishing guide Eric Tuohy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech. And we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward. Or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All the current antiques and household items are now on sale and all must go to make room for the sport shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with fishing guide Eric Tuohy.
You mentioned the term hunting muskies. Hunting, there's a difference. I always said there's two kinds of musky fishermen. You got the guys that are musky hunters, and you got musky fishermen. Kind of equates to deer hunters and trophy deer hunters. The guys that consistently get the big muskies are the ones that put the time in and figure it out. You got any tips for people out there on becoming better at hunting bigger muskies?
Yeah, I think, you know, spending time on the water is the first number one thing. Time on the water is going to give you, you know, different pinpoint, whether it's locations or changing up your tactics. I think of following a little bit on our moon periods, those are always an added bonus. I also think adjusting too. Don't be afraid to change things up a little bit, whether it's our approach to structure or maybe our bait selection. You know, we talked about sometimes downsizing. Well, gosh, most of our muskies, I mean, an 8-inch meal is a great size meal for most fish.
You bet. Well, you know, and two, if a guy's getting, you can, with the mapping we've got available now, if you take time to sit down and look at the mapping, you can actually pick out some of the areas. Once you kind of learn the areas that these big fish would tend to be in, you can actually weed out some of the other areas.
Yep, yep. And patience, I think, is a big part. And, you know, looking at your mapping on and off the water, you know, it might be spending a little time on your phone on, say, Navionics, or just in the garage with your Lake Masters chip on your graph opened up and just digging a little bit, thinking about things a little differently, but slowing it down, being patient, because those bigger fish, they're tougher to get to hand usually, or to trigger them and have them move. But spend some time out there on the water chasing them if you can. And like you said, it's a lot like the deer hunters that are, you know, spending a little more time just trying to look for a quality buck maybe versus anything that goes by.
Well, these fish, I don't care whether you're after muskies or anything else, I think we're doing a pretty good job of educating these fish out there, because, you know, there's even Max has said that there's been some studies done where unfished populations were a lot more vulnerable to being caught than fished populations. And these fish, the more pressure you put on a lake, whether it's for muskies or anything else, it seems like the harder these fish get to catch.
Correct. And, you know, not only just the sheer of maybe number of anglers that we're seeing, but thinking about this in your own fishing, you know, you might know there's a big one that lives in this area. But even you just say reoccurring and going back to that spot maybe every other week or whatever, that could be enough to make that fish a little bit smarter. And she might, you know, wave to you and give you the fin next time you're out there.
You know what? Back years ago when we were catching a lot of bigger fish, I mean, the thing I did too is I watched the weather patterns, the moon times. And then if I located a big fish and I wasn't getting them in the one spot, I would go after them after dark. And mm-hmm. actually, I was sitting at a table talking to Al Lindner over at Camp Fish years ago, and it was driving me nuts. I was seeing all these big fish on one of the lakes here, and I couldn't get them to commit to go. And I looked at him, and I said, well, what would you try? And he looked at me, said two words, fish nights.
Yeah.
And you know what? It does make a difference, because now all of a sudden you change something up that the fish aren't used to.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are contributing to that. You know, we were talking also just about water temperature. We start to see our nights cooling down. That water temperature maybe is just a little more favorable for those fish to, you know, become a little more active, a little more squirrely. You know, we think about any big fish in general, take a brown trout or take a muskie. Some of our biggest fish are actually probably going to feed more often during those late witching hours and at night.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're looking for a bigger meal too. And it seems like there's a distance that they're going to travel. They've heard it referred to as a strike window, and that all depends on the activity level of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I've noticed is that I'm not so sure that a lot of the muskies that we catch are not actually triggered responsive strikes, that the bait comes close enough to them, it triggers a response, because, you know, they're not feeding all the time.
Right. Yeah. Our windows of opportunity of feeding fish, definitely really, you know, when you start looking at that in perspective, are really small. But, you know, when we talk about fishing a bait properly, you maybe doesn't have to be that exact bait, but you fished it really well in front of that fish, and you're able to trigger that fish by fishing that bait well. You could take color and all sorts of other theories, maybe throw it out the window, but fishing the bait properly and getting that fish to trigger, that's number one. That's half the battle.
You know, and going back a bunch of years when I used to do a lot of muskie seminars, the one thing I used to say is that 90-some% of the time you're fishing for a muskie, you're looking for that one fish that's going to responsibly strike your bait. The other 4, 5, or 6% or whatever, you're looking for an active feeding window that they're going to be active. But if you're going to rely on looking for feeding windows, looking for those windows, you're going to spend a lot of unproductive time. So you cover an area, cover it good, and pick your areas, and you can usually trigger some responsive strikes.
Yeah, absolutely. And be patient with it. Time on the water, being patient with it, you're going to have those windows. You're going to have these things. And all of a sudden, you might step back and look, and all these little things start clicking. Like, oh, gosh, yeah, we did have a moonrise right there. And my gosh, you know, 50-yard stretch, there's a lot of fish actually active right here, you know. So, and capitalize on these moments like that. Recognize it, capitalize on it. Think about it too, even at the end of the day, whether you log it or not, just, you know, keep these things in mind, keep them in the back pocket with your tricks.
You know, one of the old guides once when I first started guiding told me, and I don't think they really realized what the significance of the statement was, but he said, pretty easy to catch a muskie on the Chippewa flowage. He says, you just row around Big Timber Island, casting every foot apart. Well, you're going to trigger a response when you land in front of a fish that close.
Yeah, no doubt. And you could cut it up like a pizza pie like that. And by gosh, again, time on the water, eventually one's going to womp that bait. But, you know, you start looking at, you know, say a big fish, you know, there we start just really dwindling all these little things that are going to come down to just that one given moment. And, well, it's having that lure in the water and fishing the right times.
A lot of interesting stuff there, Eric. You want to give out some guide information? Somebody wants to get you for a guide?
Absolutely, yeah. They can reach me at area code 612-384-9127.
Well, thank you for taking the time here. A lot of interesting stuff.
Oh, great being on here with you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNOradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.